This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel shelled Rafah late last night, the latest deadly attack on displaced people in Gaza. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Officials say Israeli strikes on tent camps near Rafah have killed more than two dozen people. Gaza's health ministry and emergency workers say Israeli forces shelled camps for displaced Palestinians north of Rafah, killing at least 25 people and wounding at least 50. It's the latest deadly attack in an area where hundreds of thousands have fled the fighting between Israel and Hamas. The civil defense first responders in Rafah say the locations of the attacks were just outside an Israeli-designated safe zone. The strikes came as Israel pushed ahead with its military operation in Rafah, where over a million Palestinians have sought refuge from fighting elsewhere in Gaza. I'm Mike Hempen.
Many Lebanese were bracing for the worst after Hezbollah's leader said nowhere in Israel would be safe if it went to war with Lebanon. As fears grow that the Gaza conflict could widen, could Lebanon be dragged into another conflict? Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Lebanese were bracing for war after stark threats on Wednesday from Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah. He said nowhere in Israel would be safe if there were a war. And even Cyprus could be in danger if it let Israel use its bases. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned Israel would turn Beirut into Gaza in the event of a war.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Germany's economy minister arrived in Shanghai on Saturday after the European Union proposed hefty duties on imports of Chinese-made electric vehicles. China warned on Friday ahead of his arrival that escalating frictions could trigger a trade war. This is VOA News. Friday's verdict by the U.S. Supreme Court that domestic abusers cannot own guns may affect other gun-related cases. AP correspondent Mark Sherman reports.
The case had been closely watched because a ruling striking down the law would have called into question other federal gun laws, including restrictions on guns for people who committed nonviolent crimes, as well as people who were addicted to drugs while they had guns. That's similar to the prosecution of President Biden's son, Hunter Biden. The ruling, though, did not signal one way or the other how the court would view those laws, but other challenges are expected at the Supreme Court very soon.
That was Mark Sherman from AP. A Nebraska judge has tossed out fake presidential electors case. AP correspondent Julia Quinn has more.
A criminal indictment against a group of Nevada Republican Party leaders has been dismissed because of the venue where the charges were brought. Clark County District Judge Mary Kay Holthus ruled not on the merits of the felony charges stemming from Donald Trump's 2020 election defeat, but said Las Vegas was the wrong venue for the case. She's dismissed the indictments against six Republican Party members accused of submitting bogus certificates to Congress, falsely declaring Donald Trump had won the state in the 2020 election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Amazon is planning a major revamp of its decade-old money-losing Alexa service to include a conversational generative AI with two tiers of service and has considered a monthly fee of around $5 to access the superior version, according to people with direct knowledge of the company's plans. Reuters' Alex Cohen has more.
Amazon has pushed workers towards a deadline of August to prepare the newest version of Alexa, three of the sources said, noting that CEO Andy Jassy has taken a personal interest in seeing Alexa reinvigorated. Some of the Amazon employees who have worked on the project say it represents a desperate attempt to revitalize the service, which has never turned a profit and was caught flat-footed amid the rise of competitive generative AI products over the past 18 months. An AI-powered version of the service demonstrated in September has yet to be released to the broader public, while competitors have pushed out multiple updates to their chatbots.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. India and Bangladesh on Saturday moved to bolster their defense relationship and signed agreements for expanding cooperation in maritime security, ocean economy, space, and telecommunication sectors. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.